Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, and we're here today to share our wonderful stories with you. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we do this using a combination of Eastern and Western medicine.
And it not only can be cured, most of the time are very easy. We have tons of cases since 2000. Every week we bring in 2 to 3 people, and you will see that almost all our guests get better the first time. Of course, these are our best cases. Overall, about 90% of people get better the first time. Of course, some of the people will get worse. Some of the people cannot cure. We cannot make it a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic thing is that we restore health.
Right.
That we don't just treat the symptom. We don't just treat one part. We treat the whole body.
And then we teach you and guide you on how to maintain this health with stress reduction, dietary recommendations, and supplements as well.
That will give you long-term cure, and that's a tough part.
Right.
And most people do not have the discipline, and their pain comes back usually because of stress
or they eat
something wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had with us last time Barbara, who had a hysterectomy 17 years ago, and after that she actually started getting skin rashes, her blood pressure went up, she went to many, many doctors. In the recent years, she went to two allergists, 17 dermatologists, and went to world-renowned places like Scripps in La Jolla, San Diego. And all they did was give her prescriptions. Her rash was very red, was itching around her legs and her hands, her neck, shoulders, feet, her face. She did soaks with Epsom salt, lime juice, and water. After her first treatment with Dr. Tong, the itching went away. It was 80% better. She also suffers from diverticulitis. She had a very, very stressful life, taking care of a husband, 18 years her senior, who recently went through pneumonia. She also had dementia, and even with the treatments, her diverticulitis is much better. She had a flare-up a while ago after her husband went into the hospital, and she also had her stress incontinence fixed after one treatment. So that's a very, very incredible case, and she can only come 3 times every 60 days because she's a Medicare patient.
I want to get a misleading notion that world-renowned places like Scripps, UCLA, Harvard.
Well, it is well-renowned, but whether or not they can do anything, I'm saying.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. World-renowned doesn't mean that they're going to get you better. Although they use the same thing. So right. They treat symptoms. No matter how famous you are, when you treat symptoms, you're not going to get the people better.
Right.
Yeah.
We also had with us James from Utah, who started coming to see Dr. Tong over 20 years ago. He had a history of irritable bowel syndrome, went to many doctors, had scopes done with no success. After his first treatment with Dr. Tong, his bowel movements, they moved immediately. He also talked about his son, Kevin, who's going to be on our show today, who about, I don't know how long ago, it was several years ago, he was not growing, also had a lot of leg pains and cramps, shin splints, because he was a runner. And within 2-3 treatments, he was much better. He actually grew 3 to 4 inches over a summer after the treatments with Dr. Tong.
Over 12 months.
Over a year.
And people will say this.
Which is still.
They will say this anecdotal. It is not, okay? Mm-hmm. I know which point I used to make him grow.
Yeah. And we also talked about Ashley, who is James' daughter, also a runner, had abdominal problems from stress and also leg pain. And with few treatments from us, she also was doing much better, running great. Whenever they have an injury, he brings them over to us, and we fix them within one or two treatments. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Michael. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time today to join us and share your story with us. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us. See Dr.
Well, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a dentist in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And I got in a car accident where my car got totaled and the lady's car got totaled. She was in intensive care for 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
It kind of just disturbed my back a little, and then I went through and had some MRIs and all that kind of stuff done, and it said L4 and L5 was a problem, and I've been very fortunate in my life that every time I've been in trouble, somebody, I sit down next to somebody, and they say, well, I can fix that. No big deal. Yeah. And that's exactly what Dr. Tong said. He said, I can fix that.
Actually, Dr. Elaine Tong, yeah.
Yes.
We went to the same seminar.
Right, we went to a seminar together.
And I saw Dr. Tong on that Monday, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm still pretty good shape. I really, the left side is just wonderful. The right side, I think there was some pain there to begin with that I didn't recognize because I had so much pain on the left side.
Right, correct, yes.
And, I could stay like this with absolutely no problem for a long, long time.
Tell us what your disabilities were
pain.
How bad was it?
And how long?
Well, in the morning, it was the worst. When I woke up in the morning, it was the worst. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, I'm not very good at the numbers, 0 to 10, but I would say when I was in Newport Beach, it got pretty bad because the bed, I think, was just too soft.
Mm-hmm.
And my back, it would be right above the belt to about the ribs, and it would go on both sides. Anyway, Dr. Tong saw me and injected a whole bunch of acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hadn't done that, I think I would have been half crippled on the plane ride because I was in a plane for 5 hours, about 6 or 7 or 8 hours later.
Mm.
And that would have, I think, put me over the top. But I really had no problem. And once I got home, I've got a few exercises that I do, and I've kept myself out of trouble. I mean, I'm
wonderful.
I'm very happy.
How long you say you could not play golf too well, and how long have you had the pain?
Right. How long was it since that?
Oh, accident? The pain has been there off and on, maybe for about 5 or 6 months.
Mm.
Oh, that's all? You know, I thought you had it longer.
Well, you know, I've had back pain before, but this one. The accident was about 5 or 6 months ago.
Right. It exacerbated it.
It just kind of flared up.
Now, did you have to take any med? I remember you telling me you were not, or did you take anti-inflammatories?
No, I didn't take anything
for it.
I took, when I went golfing, sometimes I'd take some Aleve or I'd take some ibuprofen.
Right, okay.
But I golfed last Wednesday, which is 2 days ago, and didn't take anything, and everything was fine. So.
Wow.
And the other thing I'll say is that even if I get some back pain, like the first time I went golfing, it bothered me a little bit. I respond very quickly. It goes away very quickly. If I just sat down and rested for a little bit, it just went away.
Mm-hmm.
And it never did that. It hadn't done that for months.
Mm.
That's only from one treatment, and you live in another state. What state you live in now?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah.
You're quite far away.
I would be there, but I'm sure the next time is going to be in August for sure. And if I have to do a couple times then, I'd be happy to. And I knew right away I was very comfortable with both Dr. Tongs because I just knew they had something, and I knew they'd help me, and I just knew it.
You know,
and that's the way it's worked.
You know, I can use a very long needle before August and give you an extra treatment from here to Ohio.
You told me about that one. Well, I'll be back out there, and I don't know if it'll be before my daughter and grandkids and that kind of stuff are coming back here in July, so maybe before, maybe just after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that'll be like a tune-up, and that's kind of what we tell our patients. It's kind of like a tune-up to, like you do for your car, like an oil change.
I'm all for that.
Actually,
if I have to do that once a year, I'll be there with my nose pressed against the door.
Yeah.
And that's not even that often, once a year, really.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's enough.
No, it's enough for you,
I had this for a long time, and that accident just exacerbated everything, and I feel real good now.
Did you notice any other improvements, energy-wise? Or?
Well, I've always been kind of on the energetic side, I would think most dentists are, so I can't say I noticed that. I do have some blood tests coming up in a little bit, and I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what they'll say, because I'm doing that grounding or earthing or whatever, too, and I just started that about 2 or 3 nights ago.
And you sleep better, right, don't you, or no?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do, and I, you know, while I'm sitting there watching TV, I've got it on, and then I've got it on the bed and all that kind of thing, too, so... I'm just very grateful that I ran into you guys, and I'm very happy about everything.
We're very glad that we ran into you, too.
Yes, you're a good person. Let me ask you, we attended a cancer symposium by a surgical oncologist, Dr. Omura, okay? He can accurately diagnose with muscle testing pointing at you. So that was very accurate because he pointed out all my problems. And what kind of cancer did he diagnose you with?
He diagnosed me with colon cancer, and this was probably about 10 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next time when you come in, tell us about that.
Right.
Okay.
We can work on that.
We will treat on it. Okay.
Right.
So cancer is not scary. Cancer is easy to treat. I had 3 cancers. One of them is the most lethal form, skin cancer, and he just diagnosed through my writing. He never seen me, but
very
I do
accurate.
Have. And you have skin problem, and because you scare me, I start getting treatment every day or 3 times a week. Now my foot feels much better. The discoloration is disappearing, and the swelling is almost totally gone.
Sometimes people need a wake up call.
Exactly, because I was a chicken. You know, you want to eject yourself all the time, but before
Doc, it looks like you've. Reduced your age about 15 years or 20 years, too.
You saw my picture. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but before I treat myself, we had treated a patient with melanoma, which is, he said, is the most lethal form, and he had rash all over his places. And after a few treatments, the rash all gone and remained gone. How many times did Wilhelm came back?
He's had about 7 or 8 treatments.
Yeah, but each time he looks better.
Yeah.
His skin rash remain gone. He's energetic.
He's doing better. Well,
and he had.
All I can tell you is I wish I was closer.
I wish I can get a long needle fixed, okay?
Yeah.
And then Wilhelm had a lesion that tripled in size in 3 weeks, and we stopped it with two treatments.
Yeah, with a couple of treatments.
Yeah, a couple of treatments.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We're so happy that you did well with one treatment.
Yes.
I feel, it's 100% better.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Michael. So we'll see you soon. Take care.
Maybe lucky.
All right. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, drtong.com for more information. I'd like to welcome our next guest today, Kevin. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have two out-of-staters today.
Yes.
Tell us where you're from, what you do, and your experience with Dr. Tong.
All right. Well, I'm from, I live in Cedar City, Utah.
Okay.
And I'm down here going to school. And basically, my experience with Dr. Tong is I'm a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in, I think, 10th grade. I was running for Mountain View High School up in Orem, Utah, and I do the long stuff, like the 5K, the 10K, you know, your 3-mile races, 6-mile races.
Mm-hmm.
And training with my team, I cannot go any further than even a half mile. So mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, what was happening or what was occurring. My parents sent me up to Primary Children's Hospital up in Salt Lake City, Utah. Doctors didn't know what was going on. I couldn't be diagnosed.
Were you in pain? Were you in pain or...?
I was. Just walking around, I really didn't feel much. I mean, it was a little bit of pain, but it wasn't too bad. But I really felt it when I run. And like I said, I mean, I was a guy in high school. I was training, you know, 8 miles a day and then doing a half mile. I mean, it was excruciating. It was quite painful.
Okay.
And my father, he had experience with Dr. Tom before and had success with it. And so he suggested that we go down and check it out. And while we were there, I actually bumped into... little boy, I think he was like from Arkansas or something. He was about 5 years old, and he's having the same problems that I was. And his doctors in his state told him that he would actually be confined to a wheelchair by age 8.
Oh, my gosh.
And whereas, you know, my doctors here, I mean, they didn't know what was going on. And so it got a little scary, I mean, since running was my passion. And so we came and got several treatments and kept on coming back, and I kept on improving and getting better. And next thing I knew, I was running great again, and I actually ended up becoming an all-state athlete in the state of Utah. I became a national champion, an All-American.
Wow.
I ended up getting a scholarship to Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah, and ran 4 years from them and was an all-conference athlete. And, I mean, it just turned out to be an amazing career, and now I'm running marathons and participating in those. And then my past marathon, I mean, I was one of the top marathoners in Utah. So, I mean, it turned out really great. So.
I think we should share your scholarship. Wait just 1 second. You know, after the first trip you're here, you were getting maybe three or four treatments, 2 days, okay? You went back, and then you had up in the hill running, right? You told us that. Tell us what happened after the first time you're here. You run back, and you start training. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I went back and started training again. I just really felt, you know, I was starting to get back to my old self, if not even better than I was before. Because, you know, I mean, all the issues that I was having, and I was eating healthier and taking all the suggestions too that Dr. Tong had given me, and I could see that I was really, really improving in that athletic standpoint for sure. So, and I think my team was impressed as well. I mean, I went from a guy who was, you know, I mean, decent. I like to think I was a decent runner.
Mm-hmm.
To a person that really contributed to the team and you know, led us to, we ended up winning two national titles. So.
Wow. Yeah. You were number 6, you told me that. After the first trip, you were number 6 on uphill running or something like that. Was that true?
Yeah. Yep. I was, so top 7, you know, they run top 7. So, yeah, I ended up, you know, kind of starting to be that top 6 and everything. And then as it became further, I was, you know, I ended up being a scorer where I was top 3 on the team.
Wow.
And out of our top 5, too, I mean, all of us went and ran for D1 University. So it was good competition, too. I mean, running with my teammates. I mean, they definitely pushed you as well. So, yeah, so, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, going from only being able to run a half a mile to, you know, achieving the things that we did.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is so incredible. I mean, and the thing is, like, you're talking, when you talk about it, you know, people don't understand kind of the, just how amazing it is. Because if you can't run for half a mile and then you become a champion, That's huge.
Yeah, actually, sound like you're from Hollywood rather than from Utah.
I mean, now also, did you have like a growing issue?
Yeah, I was just small. I've always been skinny, which I guess for a runner, obviously, that's common.
Right.
But along with being really skinny too, I was really short.
Because your parents are tall.
Very, very petite. Yeah, they are. Yeah, my dad's 6'2". Uh-huh. My mom's about 5'6". So
right.
Yeah, so they are. I mean, obviously, I'm with that, you know, with those genes, I'm not expected to be obviously very small.
Uh-huh. How tall were you when you first came to see me?
Right.
How tall were you?
Oh. Well, when I first came to see you, I was probably, I couldn't have been any taller than 5'4", 5'5".
You told me it's 5'1", or 5'2", at that time.
Really? That could have, so, yeah, I mean, I was definitely short. I know my predicted, the doctors had told me, they'd done a, you know, what they predicted me to be and how tall they thought I would be, and I was only predicted to be 5'8".
Oh, And how tall are you now?
I'm 6 foot.
Wow.
And it's true. I mean, after all the treatments and everything that I did, you know, coming to Dr. Tong and doing everything, that is when I got the growth spurt. I mean, you know,
yes.
Like you said, yeah, I was somewhere in between, yeah, that 5'2", 5'4",
right.
Only predicted to be 5'8", and next thing I know, I'm, you know, growing like a tree.
So there was probably something going on that the doctors couldn't figure out that actually had to do with your metabolism. And I think that was causing these pains when you were running. And I think whatever Dr. Tong treated.
One thing, he was eating too much sugar.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So.
Well, what's so funny? Eating too much sugar is not that funny, okay?
That really is an amazing story. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you haven't gotten a treatment in years, right?
Yes.
When was the last time you even got a treatment?
Oh, it's probably been... I probably got one maybe my freshman year in college. So I feel like right when I started college, I did come back in to get a treatment and get ready to hopefully have the same success in college that I did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was probably the last time, and that was a while. It was probably when I was 18, and I am 25 now.
Wow, seven years ago.
7 years ago. Wow. Time flies.
I need to come back in, that's for sure.
Yeah, coming
up my marathon running.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good to. So his tune-up is, your tune-up is every few years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
every car, every body is different.
Yeah. So
definitely.
So
definitely.
Both these cases prove that chronic ailments, even growth problem, can be cured.
Yeah, this is it.
And
is
you go back and listen to all our stories. Almost every single guest get much better the very first time.
Yeah.
And these people are not from Hollywood.
Kevin, tell us, do you know anything about your blood test? Was your thyroid okay, or when you went to Primary Children's Hospital in Utah?
It was all normal.
Everything was normal, was it?
It was. I mean, that's what was so bizarre. Is everything they were testing, you know, they couldn't find an issue. I mean, obviously
right.
I was small and I was skinny, but they were seeing me as a healthy young man. And for the most part, that's how I felt. That's
mm-hmm.
how I felt. You know,
right.
I mean, walking around and doing day-to-day things, I did feel fine. I did feel healthy. But the minute that I tried to, you know, exert the physical activity and run and do the things that I've been doing for years,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't happening.
Right.
So that's what it was so weird is, yeah, I mean, everything looked fine, but
right.
obviously it wasn't.
Right.
Another thing that's weird is that how many tests did we do on you?
Yeah.
How many tests did we do on you? Tell the audience.
I said none. There was no
none. Zero.
We just work on the patient.
We just did the treatment, and we were good to go. Yeah,
so
zero tests.
That's weird, okay?
Kevin, incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. We hope to see you and your family soon.
Yeah.
And we
treated your father not too long ago. Yeah,
yeah, and Ashley, too. So we wish them well, wish you well, and hope to see you guys soon.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
You, too.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you're just joining us right now, you missed two incredible cases. We had two out-of-staters on our show today. One was Michael, who suffered from severe back pain after a car accident 5 or 6 months ago. It was a severe car accident because the other woman who was involved was in the ICU for a couple days. Just really ailing him, was not getting better, had to take anti-inflammatories with golf. With just one treatment with Dr. Tong, he got the treatment maybe about not quite a month ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Still doing great. And even when the twinge comes back, it goes away pretty much right away. One treatment only.
That means the body had healed.
Right. And
healing,
he has the circulation to restore that when there's a blockage.
You're not covering the symptoms.
Right. We also had with us Kevin, who came to see us about 10 years ago, came to see actually Dr. Tong, because at that time I was not at the practice. But he was a sophomore in high school getting and a runner, getting severe pains running after half a mile. And after several sessions with Dr. Tong coming back and forth from Utah, he grew, oh my goodness, almost a foot, not quite, well, half a foot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
More than that. Actually, more than that. He told us that he was 5'1".
Yeah, 8 inches he grew, basically, because they were then, predicting him to be 5'8", and he's 6 foot now,
mm-hmm.
Running to be a champion. He became a champion, actually, went, got a scholarship at school. Incredible story. And his last treatment was 7 years ago. And he does want to come back for some tune-ups because now he's running marathons.
Mm-hmm.
So very incredible stories, but these are things that we do every day at in our facility. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. I also just want to add that, you know, you do hear these incredible stories. Sometimes when you get treatments, you may get a little worse before you get better.
Exactly, yeah.
So you know, every case is different. Every treatment is different. If you eat wrong, if you have a stress. So don't be discouraged if you come in and you don't get better right away, or if you feel a little worse before you get better. It's all part of the healing process.
Well, I just want to add something. I just gave a webinar on how to eradicate infection. Infection are very easy to treat, especially acute infections.
Right.
Right now, SARS is back, TB is back. There's a lethal form of bacterial infection called CRE that CDC is so scared about. And they have spent billions of dollars in China for 10 years to try to stop SARS, came up with zero results. And so now people are dying, not quite spreading out yet, okay? The most important thing about treating infection, the growth of the germs, is the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
The cause is weakened health. Weak health due to blocking of circulation.
Right, because everyone has these germs in their body.
Exactly, yeah. So I had cancer. No, I had three types of cancer.
And everyone has cancer.
Everybody
has
cancer. Okay?
So
depends on
how
sensitive your test is. Okay?
Right, it's something that everyone needs to know.
None of these are scary. They are scary because conventional principles are wrong. Okay, so improve your health, and clear the circulation, your infection disappear.
Right.
Nobody should die
and
from...
And deal with your stress.
Deal with your stress, yeah.
Have a great weekend, guys. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.